Ruth Ann, who's next?
Peter Crockett.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Crockett.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to testify to this group. My name is Peter Crockett. I live at 2782 Edinburgh Road in Argyle Township, Maine. I am roughly 8 miles from Juniper Ridge Landfill as the crow flies. I pledge that everything I speak is the truth to the best of my knowledge. I am associated with Don't Waste Me. Although I am testifying as a private citizen for my own interests, as well as for the interests for all of those living beings in the watershed that have no ability to speak for themselves. That was a part of my first paragraph here. So, as provided by Juniper Ridge Landfill in state reports, indicate that as much as 40% of the total mass of this vile mountain was originally discarded outside of our state borders. It appears that these other states have realized how destructive the landfilling of these elements can be, and they have shown the foresight to ban them from their own landfills. Sadly enough, this makes Maine, and as I learned this today, New Hampshire, the slack-jawed yokels who apparently have no issues with importing this to the center of our state, and worse still, are providing both the infrastructure and administrative support which allows this horrendous practice to continue. Once this space is considered full, the operator will walk away from this ticking environmental time bomb with no responsibility, with their pockets full of money. They'll throw the keys nonchalantly over their shoulder, saying good luck, suckers, to the taxpayers of the state of Maine, who will be responsible for this potential environmental disaster for perpetuity. This man-made disaster creates about 10 million gallons, another number from Juniper Ridge's state reports, of landfill leachate each year. When we talk about building landfills, we're hugely concerned about the liners. The liners are designed to protect that leachate landfill from penetrating groundwater. Yet at Juniper Ridge Landfill, they collect this leachate and they truck it to an old antiquated municipal wastewater system, which is only designed to be efficient when treating the common waste of a municipality. It is not designed to pull out any PFAS chemicals, any other chemical pollutions, pharmaceuticals, or any of that type of thing. So this amount, this 10 million gallons a year, works out to filling an 8,000 gallon tank truck, which is one we're all familiar with, seeing drive down Route 95, with the most toxic liquid on the planet, roughly every 6 hours. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 years, forever. Soon this will be the responsibility of the Maine taxpayer. This dangerous liquid is now dumped into an antiquated wastewater treatment plant. It was not designed to address any of the issues this waste stream presents. This leachate is minimally treated before being dumped directly into the Penobscot River. Now, the state of Maine gains nothing from this, but must endure the constant ongoing environmental degradation of this horrible practice. You can rectify this, you can stop this. Please take advantage of this opportunity to create a safer environment for every living being in our state. That was the end of my prepared statements. I would like to take just another minute or so and present a couple of things. Now, ReEnergy sends, 90 and 90. 90% of what ReEnergy brings in, they send to Juniper Ridge Landfill. That sounds like an absolutely horrible business model. I would think that waste should be a minority. I mean, you process a product, you shouldn't have 90% waste and 10% of your product, unless maybe you're mining gold out of a mountain of gravel. That seems just like it's not conceivable to me. Much of this argument from ReEnergy is on the 45 jobs they claim, which I can only assume 4 or 5 jobs, maybe even a dozen, are actual careers. The remaining jobs, I am quite sure, although this has not been fact checked, but I am sure are daily labor, which are probably minimum wage or close to it. And I don't see the poisoning of our state is worth 20 or 30 low entry rate jobs. I guess not to just keep saying and trying to collect my thoughts, I'll be being done at this point. Oh, there is one other thing. We talk about, you know, this is a definition for Maine waste. And we have Maine potatoes and Maine lobsters and Maine maple syrup. And every one of those, we are very adamant that the product comes from Maine. And I kind of wonder why we let the ball go on the definition of waste and allow so much from outside of our state. And, you know, my grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren will still be paying to protect that huge mountain of waste from creating horrendous environmental destruction, while Casella walks away with billions of dollars in their pocket. Thank you for the opportunity to voice my concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Crockett. Any questions from board members? Seeing none, any questions from Ms. Loizam? No. Thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure.